Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Cannabis Control Commission is down one of its biggest equity advocates. That's because Shalene Title leaves on December 31st. Her extended term expired after serving on the commission for more than 3 years. Governor Charlie Baker has appointed AT&T executive Nerys Camargo to succeed her. Here to talk with us about that three-year tenure and what's next is Shalene Title. Welcome back to the show, Shalene.
Thank you for having me back.
Are you leaving the commission feeling successful about your agenda?
Mostly. I feel like there's been slow, steady progress and that we've made bold moves and done everything we could do. And as far as what's outstanding, I feel confident that I'm leaving the commission in the hands of people that I trust.
What's the bold move? You said bold moves. What are one or two of those that you feel the commission's made in the last 3 years?
Well, a couple of the most recent ones. First is we passed a home delivery set of regulations that will allow consumers to have deliveries of cannabis to their home next year. And the businesses will be run solely by economic empowerment and social equity businesses for the first 3 years. So it's a great way to have a modern system while making sure that we have a big section of the market put aside for equity. So I'm for that. And then we've also made some strong protections for patients, especially patients who are low income or who may have disabilities. They will be able to have caregivers grow for them at home, especially if they need a certain strain or a certain illness. So these have all been pretty bold moves, I think, in line with what the voters were hoping to see.
You know, we have come to know you here on Radio Boston as a strong advocate for the equity vision of the cannabis law when it was passed, for the economic empowerment aspects of the law and of retailing cannabis. That has been slow. It's been slow going. And I know you've been frustrated at times, and we've heard a lot from people who have tried to come through that part of the bill and open cannabis shops. On balance, are you feeling good about where we are 3 years later? And what's holding it up from more success?
Well, it has certainly been slow, but it has never stopped. So I'm feeling good about the fact that thanks to our expedited review policy, we now have more than 100 businesses that are minority-owned, women-owned, or veteran-owned that are provisionally licensed. So those are all in the pipeline. But in general, I think what's been holding up equity is, in particular, and I've talked about this a lot on this show, the local approval process has not been particularly equitable. And so we need, I think, people to call on their local officials and tell them they want to see a fair and equitable cannabis industry in Massachusetts, and that should factor into the local decisions.
You know, I've noticed in a couple of interviews and conversations recently, you've really been pretty sharp in your criticism that the local control aspect of this isn't working. What's broken and what needs to be fixed?
Well, this has been continuing for 4 years now, and it is about time that it got addressed. In particular, a host community agreement is something that is required for all businesses, and it's meant to cover things like zoning and hours of operation and signage, but cities and towns have been using it as a hostage tool to extract payments from businesses. And so it has led to a situation where the businesses that can afford to make the best payments or offer the most to a city or town, they offer that in exchange for a local license. And it doesn't happen everywhere, but it happens enough that it is a recipe for corruption. And whether it's a bill or a lawsuit or just citizens putting pressure on their local officials, it's really time for it to stop.
And do you think that's doable? What's it going to take?
I think it's doable because I think the stigma of cannabis is finally starting to lift, and I think that's allowing people to see the situation now more clearly. It also helps that there's a federal investigation in Fall River over what was given in exchange for local license. So I do think this will be addressed one way or the other. I don't know if it will be by the legislature or in the courts, but eventually someone is going to have to enforce this law because there is a law on the books that limits what a business can give in exchange for a host community agreement. So one way or another, it'll get enforced.
And you're talking about an investigation that's part of a larger bribery scandal with involving the mayor of Fall River, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, I noticed that you were advocating for the passage of the MORE Act, which is the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2019. It was passed in the House about a month ago. A minute ago, you said you think stigma is wearing off on marijuana. Do you think legal cannabis at the federal level is a matter of time, is going to happen, may happen? Talk about that a little bit.
It is a matter of time, but how long, no one knows. I think, of course, it depends on what happens in Georgia and who controls the Senate and whether President Biden will change his mind about legalization. But one thing I know for sure is that the experience of states like Massachusetts and California and Illinois, who have led on equity, should be used in a federal legalization bill. I'm actually creating a group with some of my peers in other states called the Cannabis Regulators of Color Coalition. And we want to offer that expertise and early lessons to make sure that everything we've learned in these states is reflected ultimately in the federal legalization bill that does pass.
That strikes me as, in some extent, to some extent, kind of parallel to the way that those who helped with RomneyCare implementation here in the Commonwealth went around the country to help with implementation when healthcare reform was passed elsewhere. Do you see that as a similar model?
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I think that when you are on the cutting edge of a new policy and you make mistakes and you learn what works, it just makes sense to share that with other jurisdictions that are facing those challenges for the first time.
I want to go back for just a second because the team is reminding me to be super clear that the investigation is of the former mayor of Fall River, not the current mayor, who is Paul Coogan. So just making sure I'm really clear about that in our conversation. So a couple of days from now, after a really intense and engaged service on the Cannabis Control Commission, you will be stepping down. What's the number one piece of unfinished business for you that you hope the new commission, when it's fully formed with five members, will take up?
That's a great question. I think that we evolved over the past few years to a really good model of governance where we listened to the public, we took their feedback, we discussed their feedback in public, and they could see whether they agreed with it or not, why we made the decisions that we did. And so I know each of the new commissioners are going to make the role their own and focus on their own priorities. But I really hope to see them keeping that same model of open and transparent governance.
It's been striking to watch this experience unfold here in the Commonwealth, where from the beginning, as we said, there's been a commitment to those who were disproportionately impacted by former marijuana policy, having a share in the positive stakes now that cannabis is legal. When all is said and done, do you think history is going to judge that Massachusetts succeeded?
I don't think we know yet. I think so far, history will judge that Massachusetts tried, but did they succeed? I don't know yet.
And what are you most hopeful about in the cannabis space for Massachusetts in 2021?
I'm hopeful that we will see the on the ground playing out of these wonderful decisions that we've made in theory with the provisionally licensed businesses that are so diverse and including of small businesses with the new deliveries regulations that we'll see it play out in person and it's going to be wonderful.
And that is Shalene Tidal, outgoing commissioner for Massachusetts's Cannabis Control Commission. Shalene, thanks. I hope you'll come back on the show and keep providing us your insight over time.
Thank you so much.